And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Hey, it's nice making this show sober.
It's a change, isn't it?
And the sun's still shining. It's not that late at night. We are getting into summer, I suppose.
7:30, it's nice.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we got the beds on, and I'm finally using an iPod.
How exciting is that?
Now, I've got no word of the week this week. This is the Chup Tups, who, interestingly, when I was doing a gig in London Saturday before last...
Right.
I was driving through and I was listening to Resonance FM.
Right, yeah.
And we know there's one or two people down at Resonance who listen to our show.
Okay.
And they played a Chup Tup song.
Of course they did.
I think they...
Because of us?
I reckon. I don't see how else they'd have one.
No.
I do not see how else they would have one. I reckon Punky is now affecting the airwaves of London.
Nice.
I'm sticking by it anyway.
It's good.
If you work for Resonance FM and you listen to this show and you like to persuade us otherwise, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com? But quite frankly, I think you're nicking our stuff. Now, what I have got for you, we haven't got a word of the week, but my prediction this week,
right,
is that the scores between me and you, me and the internet versus you,
yeah,
3-3.
Really?
I'm going with 3-3, yeah.
What are your predictions normally like?
I don't normally predict.
Don't you have any inkling on the way in?
I've got an inkling that I think I might win by fixing it. But this week, I think genuinely 3-3. However, there is going to be a tie break.
All right.
I'm so sure it's going to be 3-3. I've actually got a 7th website as the tie breaker. Oh, well done.
Always thinking.
That was clever, wasn't it? Also, the band we're about to play... Our comedy, who is the 3rd week running we played them, I think, because I've got the winners of the comedy competition. The correct answer was they're from Poland. Mm-hmm. And the two winners were, I'm pleased to say, Insane Star. Please do email me your address, Insane Star. And Chantel, the Canadian Arden.
Oh, nice.
Well done, Chantel. She enters pretty much every competition and... She's been pulled out of the bag for this one.
Excellent.
I will get the CD in the post to you in the next 5 years. This is comedy, and this is Finally Pregnant.
Tremble fingers, razor brings pest. A tremble voice, can't believe it's all right. With tears in your eyes, tears of happiness. In front of the mirror, you're smiling at yourself. Now you're finally pregnant. Never again will you have to be alone. Now you're finally pregnant. Never again will you have to be alone. Remember days of expectation, evenings of frustration, nights full of hope that something would once changed. Now you're finally pregnant. Never again will you have to be alone. Now you're finally pregnant. Never again will you have to be alone. Finally pregnant, finally pregnant, finally pregnant, finally pregnant, finally pregnant, finally pregnant, finally pregnant. Expectation, evenings of frustration, nights full of hope that something would once change. Now you're finally pregnant. Never again will you have to be alone. Now you're finally pregnant. Never again will you have to be alone. crisis of the common wrong, crisis of the family. Now you're finally pregnant. Live it again. Will you have to be alone? Now you're finally pregnant. Live it again. Will you have to be alone? Now you're finally pregnant. Live it again. Will you have to be alone? Now you're finally pregnant. Never again will you have to be alone.
To be alone. To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
To be alone.
Say so. I think that's quite nice.
It's nice, isn't it?
It is. It's a nice finish. It changes quite a bit. It's representative of the album, which is right. Interesting and varied, my friend. Interesting and varied. I do recommend that you try and buy it. It's called Akia V1. What I want to know is, what is Comity's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Comity.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 0. But as discussed... Yeah. I think...
You would get that one, then.
I knew you'd get that one, yeah. Basically, I think you're going to get the first three, and I'm going to get the second three.
Okay.
That is what I basically think. I mean, I do think basically, often.
All right, it's the best way to be.
But that is what I basically think.
Yes.
Now, Tony.
Yes.
Speaking of my basic interests, Facebook. Now, though, I will be talking poker later, because on Wednesday night, I'm on the poker again.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's come around quick, hasn't it?
Hasn't it just... So I'm going to be on the TV on skypoker.com. The channel is Sky Poker, but you can watch it online on skypoker.com.
Yeah.
If you want to see me playing a load of internet nerds.
Or who are you going to be with this time?
Oh, who knows?
Who knows?
I think I'll be with a comic. I don't think I'll be with young men from the world of pop music.
No. Didn't we work
I think
that,
I'll be with another... Oh, no, that's not why. I think it's just they have different nights. They have different guests on. I think on a Wednesday night
was
they just
Wednesday
have two guests.
Time?
No, I did Monday.
Ah.
Monday's urban.
Monday's homies night.
Monday in the hood, yeah. So
what's Wednesday night then?
Fun and games.
Okay.
I think they have
Monday's
two comics on.
Tournament thing, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some form. I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Just watch it. If you've got nothing else to do, watch it. It starts at 9 o'clock GMT.
Yeah.
So it might be something that if you're in the States, for example, you can watch at work.
Okay. Probably mid-afternoon, isn't it?
Well, depending on where you are in the States, they've got four time zones.
They have.
Could be lunchtime.
Lunchtime to mid-afternoon, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or late lunchtime. Los Angeles lunchtime. I might be able to avoid talking about the States this week. I don't know.
Okay, we'll see.
Who knows? This is I've just realised I didn't necessarily want to play this bed, but it's on now. This is the Hispanic Girls.
Okay.
But myspace.com/Hispanic Stomp. You can download free Spanish stuff from there, and it's great. Now, Facebook, as you know, whenever someone adds me on Facebook, I write something daft about them. Or, of late, I maybe haven't had time to because I've been too busy losing poker chips.
Yeah.
But I do get around to it eventually. As Amber Caputo found out. Amber, our friend Amber. Now, as you know, she has been a punky listener, and we have met her in real life in Chicago. I've in fact met her twice.
You have.
And she's got a lovely new MySpace profile. Looking a little bit less Princess Di, I have to say.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I'll miss her.
She's starting a podcast, isn't she?
Has she? Oh, I'll have to listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you listened yet?
It's not out yet, but she started.
Oh, right, okay. Anyway, would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. I travelled halfway around the world to deliver Amber a box of flakes, and then I left them in my house. She bought a t-shirt to celebrate, but it might not have been in that order. Amber's added, it was okay though, because Paul got to ride in my Mini, so I could go get them. I'm not sure he remembers this, he was pretty pissed at the time. Yes, I fucking was. Natalie Coulton, you might know as a bass player from the Smears UK, or as I call them, the Smears Suck.
Yeah.
But would you like to know how we met?
Did you meet?
Well, this is a bit interesting. We worked at Large. We were church robbers in 1974. We were members of the Colton Edwards gang in 1974. We met randomly in 1974. Natalie and I are destined never to get along after the infamous and bungled burglary of St. Edmund's Church in Chipping Knockery, in which practically everything we stole fell out the back of our TR7 during the getaway. I still hold a candle for her, though. We took burglary. Neither of us paid much attention in the winter of 1973.
Nice.
AJ Clark.
Right.
Would you like to know how me and AJ Clark met?
Did you meet?
We met randomly. I like people called AJ coming round, but in general, I prefer to receive BJs. Kath Davis I met on a poker table with her other half, Mike.
Right.
But would you like... And basically, she has tried to explain this. And that we had a right laugh on this table, taking the piss out of the other people on it, etc, etc. And then someone just started giving her grief for no reason. It was a bit harsh. Anyway, would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly, Kath writes, having a giggle till I was abused on the table. I added, I didn't realise putting 50 quid in her knickers would get us thrown out. That's the last time I have a stag doing Pizza Express. Emma Eaglin used to work in the George in Hitchin many moons ago.
Okay.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly, and I've just realised that I've done the Kath Davis thing twice. So you have to wait for next week for that one.
Okay.
The week after, unless you'd like to know that we were having a giggle till I was abused on the table. Poor you twat. Now, Tony, have you got Podcast Alley?
I have.
Brilliant.
Thank you all for your votes so far this month, because it is a new month. May is here. If you haven't voted so far this month, and a lot of you haven't done, because it's still early days,
please vote
for us.
Vote Punky.
Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment, if you so wish, because we read out the comments. All of them. So, thank you all. These are the top 5 comments for this week. Keep on swimming, keep on swimming. Keep doing what you're doing. It's brilliant. And being a silly Tony, I forgot to put down who that was. But thank you.
Bad design.
Whoever that was. Yeah. Punky rules. Gooper, gooper. I'm late on everything, even on voting, but I'm still around. Keep it up. Cheers from Jungle Land. Marcus Rude Boy.
Rude Boy.
From Brazil, I think, wasn't he? Marcus.
He is the Rude Boy from Brazil. Boy.
All Punky.
He's great, Marcus.
All the time. All Punky, all
Always.
The time. That's from Steph.
Thank you, Steph.
Yeah. Knit one. Pearl one. Paulie B bought me knitting magazines. I'm feeling the love. That's from Twilight and Thieves.
I did. I bought 3 of them.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
I think we mentioned. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was mentioned.
Twilightandthieves.com.
Yes, do check them out. They are funny gun-toting hippies who like knitting.
And you was on a recent episode, so that's probably.
And
I
was on a recent episode when I showed him just how brilliant I was.
And finally,
about guns.
Oh god, yeah. About time. Hell is frozen over. The end of the world is at hand.
Okay.
Yes, for the first time in near enough 2 years, I have actually remembered to vote for Punky. Ah well, back to normal service now. I hope not. Satanic Goat Monkey.
Satanic Goat
Thank
Monkey.
Thank you very much. I think he's local to the forest. I think
he is local to the forest.
Yeah.
He's on the outskirts.
Yes.
He watches for the sheriff for us.
I think so.
Yeah.
He's near Arnold.
Yeah.
Remember Arnold? What a guy.
Yeah. He is near Arnold. Just think, if there was a signpost for Arnold and it was Arnold from Different Strokes. If he said there was a sign that said Arnold 2 and then the sign next to it saying, what are you talking about? What is...
And that is the Podcast Alley votes. Thank you.
Please
all.
Do vote,
vote
for
us.
You can find us at podcastalley.com. Just type in Punky, you'll find us. And
yeah.
There's links on various pages we've got as well.
Ah, yes.
Right, next up, Tony. Frenzy of Tongs.
Okay.
Frenzy of Tongs have been MySpace messaging me quite a bit. And they've sent us some stickers and some T-shirts. So we have, but I'm having one of them.
Okay.
So we have a competition now for a Frenzy of Tongs T-shirt. And what I want to know is, right, what is the name of the track that we're about to play?
Okay.
Okay? Now, the name of the track we're about to play, Tony, is called Bait and Switch.
Okay.
Right. It is hilariously numbered on their CD, which is a six-track EP. Six, not sick.
Not sick.
It's a six-track EP that's all numbered wrong to wind it up. All right, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Frenzy of Tongs MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... The Frenzy of Tongues.
Oh, no, it's not. You fucked it up. It's just Frenzy of Tongues.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I thought you'd been tricky.
No, no, not at all. I thought you'd get the first three.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Matt, oh, you've put yourself under pressure there, my friend. You okay. Really, I might have to give you a clue in the second half. myspace.com/frenzy of tongues. It's Paulie B and the Internet 1, Tony 1, and this is Bait and Switch.
It must be pretty tough to put his makeup almost every day. Cover up the 5 o'clock shadow that's growing on his face. But now with high heels on, walks up and down and pop from the dusk until they're gone. He's just a black reader, but I think his name is Vaughn. Full of my friends one time. He is drag queen, he's cruising round the block. He is drag queen, that lady's got a cock. Don't be beating, but you see it there, it's right over his face. A pretty drag queen has that full certificate. He was a drag queen, a pretty drag queen. With him, he'll kick your homophobic little ass. His moves on you, he learned in his kick roll is classic. But now with it, my heels on, walks up and down the empire from the dusk until the dawn. He stretched up like Rita, but I think his name is wrong. Fooled my friends one time. He is drag queen, he's cruising around the block. He is drag queen, that lady's got a cock. Don't leave me mean, but you see it there, it's right over his face. A pretty drag queen and that fool's just a dead giveaway. He is a drag queen, a pretty drag queen.
Whoa there. How about that then?
Nice.
That's good. And this is the Dead 60s, who are now actually dead.
The Dead 60s. Dead Squared.
They are. The Dead Squared 60s. Hey, you Dead Squared. I miss them. The first album's fantastic. We're keeping the beds on for the foreseeable future because they're so good. And obviously, just because a band splits up doesn't mean you can't still buy their stuff.
Exactly.
Of course.
And the first album, well worth buying.
The first album, I think, will become a classic.
We don't know about the second, but we've not really heard it.
Well, we haven't listened to the second one properly because we were put off by their change of direction. Yeah. Although, saying that, I did listen to a couple of tracks on their page.
Right.
Their MySpace page. myspace.com/dead60s.
I think so.
I thought they were quite good. And there was one of them, there was certainly one track on it that sounded like it was off the first album.
Alright, okay.
So I think they've been a bit unlucky, basically, and I think they're great. Someone who has been particularly unlucky is Rufus. Rufus has been unlucky. Yeah, Rufus. And Rufus has been unlucky because he sent in a poem to Poetry Corner.
Hey!
And so has someone else. So we've got two this week.
Hey.
If you would like to get a poem that you've read out on This Here Punky, send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title in your email, Poetry Corner. And we read them out. I'll read them all out.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You don't need to be good at poetry. It doesn't matter what it's about. We'll read it out unless it's completely out of order. This one verges on being completely out of order and completely rubbish.
Okay.
But I still want to read it out. And Rufus, I'm sorry if I've upset you by saying this is completely rubbish, but let's see what you think, Tony. This is first up. This is lesbian sex.
Okay.
I'll give your wife the best night of her life. Lesbian sex is better than FedEx. Agree with me or I'll kick your meat basket. Because lesbian sex is way better than your ex-boyfriend. Come with me, I'll show you what I really mean. So give me your wife, I want to give her the best night of her life. Just don't tell my girlfriend.
Right.
Thank you, Rufus. What did you think of that, Tone?
I think it's got a quiet charm.
Would you buy the book that was in?
No.
Fair enough.
Not unless it had pictures to go along with the article.
That is true, yeah, because I've heard that those lesbians, they take some excellent photographs and make some very nice films.
Yeah.
However, Spoonie might have come in with a slightly different one, right? Dear Paulie B, hope there's still a Poetry Corner, even though this is only a limerick. He did spell limerick wrong.
Right.
So the alarm bells were ringing about the standard of this limerick.
Right.
Anyway, there's a great little podcast called Punky. They're known as The Wit and His Monkey. When Paulie's on form, you think Tony's a pawn, but he's not really Paulie B's flunky.
Nice.
Regards from Spoonie. P.S. I'm from Sussex, but I live in Belgium, if you wondered about the .be on my mail address. No, I didn't.
But well done on the chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
And the paedophilia.
And the kiddie fiddling, yeah. As discussed on Punky. The two are not disconnected. Very good at making chocolate. Very good at hiding children. That's although not Spoonie.
No, of course not. No.
Everyone say, although he has moved there, maybe he's a sex tourist. Right, have you got a twat?
I do. But I'm running out. So
is your twat running dry?
It is running dry again, people. Do email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where are they from, and a reason for the nomination. It is that simple. Just email me. Tony@punkyradio.com.
You said that a bit scary. That was a bit scary, don't you? So
I'm quite a scary chap.
You are. You can be.
I can be. But I'm not today. I'm quite relaxed.
This CD case is quite scary. Can't get it shut.
Dear. Right, this is from Trevor. I don't think I've heard from before.
I like this one already.
Yeah. What's up? Nothing, I'm fine.
My penis.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you, Tony. Yeah, I didn't think you'd be so pleased.
Good to hear about it. I've been listening to your show since at least December.
You thought it was my leg knocking you under the table, didn't you?
That's right. But I've got all of them through the magic of iTunes.
I thought you were talking about my penis.
No, that's not available for
which
iTunes.
Which is more
just
of a
yet.
Magic eye picture. If you stare at it long enough, it does look like
see a boat.
It's a very small dinghy.
I've been listening to your show since December, but I've got all of them through the magic of iTunes.
Right.
And I have to say, the funniest punk rock radio show in the world.
It is,
literally.
He's right. Completely right, Trevor.
Yeah. MRR radio is good music-wise, but they're all a bunch of stiffs. Don't know who MRR is, but we're better than them, clearly.
Oh, we're good.
Of course we are. Yeah. Best in the world. I'm a California transplant living in the state of Oklahoma. Until recently...
Oklahoma, where the blokes come from Los Angeles.
That's right. Yeah. Until just recently, I never had a twat to share with you. Well, now I do. Oklahoma State Representative Sally Kern is a homophobic, fascist hate monger. She recently made remarks stating that the gay agenda is worse than Islam or terrorism.
It is.
Funniest part about this is she looks like she might be a Peter Puffer herself.
A what?
A Peter Puffer. Never that expression
no,
before.
No, I haven't. That's fantastic. What is a Peter Puffer? We've just got a word of the week. Anyway, you're great big Peter Puffer.
Peter Puffer.
You're Peter Puffer.
Anyhow, she's the crackhead of the week in America, and I thought she'd be a good candidate for is a twat in your country.
A Peter Puffer.
Keep up the fucking amazing shows, Trevor. Yeah.
Thanks, Trev.
There you go.
He's given us a word of the week, and inspired is a twat there. Trevor, you dancer. Right, okay, so should we see if this works then?
Just try it.
Oh, it worked, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Ready?
Yeah.
So Sally Kern from Oklahoma
is a twat. I think
thank
most,
you very much.
I think most likely to be twatty where lesbianism and gayism, as I believe it's
gayism.
Called. Gayism.
Right.
As they call it, will be from Oklahoma.
Right.
Those states are bad, man.
Really?
Yeah, bad lands. Not. I don't think Oklahoma is a particularly good place for our homosexual friends.
Okay.
Oklahoma. Yes.
Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Next time.
So it's not okay for homos.
Hey,
very nearly.
Nice. Oh. It. Oklahoma should be not okay for homos. Oh, I've just banged my hand on a thing.
Wait, you know that?
It wasn't my penis.
Many better.
Now, should we do the next song then?
Yeah.
All right.
Just
well,
do it.
This is Fable's Last Stand.
Got it.
So that was Fable's Last Stand and Bite the Hook Tone.
It was.
Now, I met Twiggy, one of the members of Fable's Last Stand, at the burlesque gig that I went to.
All right, yeah,
in Newcastle. Oh, Moore T. Vicar. That was fantastic.
Excellent.
Fell in love with all the girls there.
Obviously.
I'm easy. I even carried one of their chairs. Didn't sniff it.
No?
Didn't sniff it.
Quite restrained.
But
well
yeah,
done.
What I'd like to know is, Tone, how, because that was a little bit of hair metal, a little bit of glam for you there.
Okay.
And it's from, oh, I should say, actually, it's from a CD that is unnamed, but it's 9 tracks. So, and you can, I think you can download their CDs via their MySpace page. What I want to know is, what is Fable's Last Stand MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Fable's Last Stand.
It is. Yeah. Simple as. It's Tony 2, Bally B and the Internet 1. And I now need to tell you, Tony, about GoDaddy. Have you had a chance to look at GoDaddy yet?
Oh, God, it's so hectic. Totally.
You have
totally.
Been busy. It is true. You have been busy, but you have been busy in a technical environment.
Yes.
So it seems a bit silly that once
Good
again,
point.
I'm actually telling you about this. But anyway, this is our friends at GoDaddy.com. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSL.
So you know that. And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... Is it podcasting? I am a little poppy this week, so all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. So go to GoDaddy.com for... Oh, I'm sorry, why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate. Hey,
I'll tell you what, the exchange rate in Europe's rubbish.
It's rubbish.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. This is Project Marv and Cop Show, Tone.
It is.
Any MySpace, news on his...
MySpace.com/Project Marv.
Any news on the album?
We're going back in the studio mid-May and then again in July to finish it.
Cool. And so, will you be adding anything to it? Is it all Marv stuff?
No, there's a few more tracks coming from me. Basically, there's a little bit of a rock section, and I'm kind of in charge of that. So I've got three songs of my own to put in.
Okay.
So it should be all right.
Are they new songs?
Yeah, I'm just writing them.
New songs to sing you.
A new song
Happiness,
called How, which is good.
How. Is that a new direction you're going? He said, we've had enough of pirates.
Indian rock.
We're doing Indian rock. Boom, 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 how.
Pow. Well, the pirate rock thing's going well as well. God, it's just so many different things going on.
Well, we'll talk more about the pirate rock stuff next week, yeah?
Yes.
Because we've got exciting news, haven't we, for next week.
Keep
That's great. Next track.
Yeah.
I am going to tell you about it up front right now, with no beds, right? Because the second half of this show this week, Tony, is a bubblegum slut special.
A bubblegum slut.
Yes, nice. Special. There is a fanzine called Bubblegum Slut. And silly old me, when Hollywood Suicide... sent us the t-shirts for the competition.
Yeah.
I didn't look through the package properly, and in it was the CD from Bubblegum Slut.
Okay.
Because they have the fanzine, they have a CD on it each month. And this is the December one. Well, obviously, there's been more since then. Mm. I'll tell you about it right now. You can get Bubblegum Slut via their MySpace page. That's probably the easiest start on it.
Yeah.
So, Tony, this was going to be your bonus point.
Okay.
Right. But it doesn't make any difference now. But what is the MySpace page of Bubblegum Slut?
MySpace.com/Bubblegum Slut Fanzine.
No, nearly. MySpace.com/Bubblegum Slut Zine.
Oh.
Z-I-N-E, zine. See, because they're kind of...
Dirty MySpace bastards.
Dirty MySpace. But anyway, it does mean it's now probably being the internet too, Tony too.
Okay.
Which is quite cool. And this is the... Now, am I... Yes. So, the first track we're playing off this one. Now, as I say, this is the December one. So, there's been more since then. So, I do have to apologise to Bubblegum Slut, because I did... I seem to remember Hollywood Suicide saying they were going to send this, and then it was Christmas, you know.
Yeah,
I drink in December.
All of it.
In fact, I tend to drink in any month with an R in it.
Yeah.
And then all the ones without.
What about May?
Well, I was thinking May, June, July and August I do get involved as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so anyway, this is the first one from it, and this is a band called Filthy Cake.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Tony, what do you think their website is?
Ooh. filthy-cake.co.uk.
You filthy hyphen. No, it's freewebs.com/filthycake. Sorry about that, which makes it poorly being the internet. Three, Tony, two, and this is might end up looking a bit embarrassing for you, mate. This is Hit.
I wanna hit you, but that's alright.
How about that then, Tone?
Very nice.
Is that good or what?
Chick Rock.
It is Chick Rock. It's really, really good though. That was Filthy Cake and Hit. And this should be the Cemetery Service.
Love Cake.
Oh, it is, yeah. I love the Cemetery Service.
Hey.
Jeff, Ugly Shoes. I will see you again, my friend. I will. So, it's funny because what I've put down for the three tracks in this section for the Bubblegum Slut mini special.
Yeah,
I've put at the start of each one to remind me that they're featured on the Bubblegum Slut December issue CD. And the thing is, if you've enjoyed them, you might be able to go back and buy it. It might still be in stock.
Okay.
And I will give you details about that shortly. But I've put BS for Bubblegum Slut at the start of each one, and I keep looking at it just going, bullshit, filth cake, bullshit, 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 right? Poorly silly person. Now, so I've managed to get up the MySpace page here of Bubblegum Slut. Just thought you might be interested to know this, because there's something about ordering the things here. I am a silly person. Right, I would like to order fanzines merch from outside the UK. I don't know if you're looking to order the current issue of Bubblegum Slut, just go to the MySpace page and there's links. For subscriptions, back issues, etc., etc.
Yeah.
Get in touch with Bubblegum Slut, and it's bubblegumslutzine@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
So that will be one way to get back issues if you're outside the UK. I have got the cost here. Within the UK, it is, I think it's £2 including postage. I'm just going to check here. £2.40 including postage, and you can buy now using PayPal on their page.
Cool.
Oh, there you go. The latest magazine is £2.40 including postage. The rest of the world, £3 including postage. That's quite good,
that's
isn't it?
Bad.
Only extra 60p for anywhere else in the world. And in the latest issue, there is an 18-track CD, and the issue itself features New Model Army, The Cry Boys, the Almighty, The Helicopters, Hardcore Superstar, Horror Pops, Dog Bones, Queen Adrena, Crash Diet, The Godfathers. Oh, Godfathers, I remember them. They're back, aren't they, The Godfathers? Brilliant. Semi-Precious Weapons, Vibrators, The Creep Show, who we're supposed to be playing on the show, but they've and their record company said they were going to send us a CD and fucking didn't.
Right.
Rebel, Drug Dealer, Cheerleader, The Star, Plastic Toys, My Passion, Mark Vachon, Crazy Licks, Sorry in the Sinatras, London Edge, Roller Derby, Rock Biographies, and New Generation Superstars. How about that?
Nice.
Right, I think that's
them. Very nice.
Exhausted, isn't it? For the time being. Because I want to tell you about a party that I went to last night. I've got a really busy week this week. I thought I got last night off, right? On Saturday night at my gig in Lechworth, which I'll tell you about in the next bit.
Yeah.
My mate Soapy helps me out on the door, said, oh, you do know it's Toby's 40th birthday tomorrow, don't you? I went, no, I didn't know. He said, well, he's having a do upstairs at the George. The theme is heaven and hell, and the Sex Pistols are playing.
Okay.
I'm like, why? I thought, well, this is worth a look.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, I looked vaguely devilish and certainly act it.
Yeah.
So I put on my black suit and my red creepers and had a... I have a slightly devilish head.
Yeah.
Went down there into the car and I thought, if they get this right, it's going to be fantastic, because the George is a bit of a sort of chavvy sports pub.
Right.
But the upstairs room is the funky place where they have spin out and stuff that I go to already. They have bands up there and they have stuff on. Anyway, I got there, I walked in through the car park, and the car park had just the right mix of chavs.
Nice.
And people in fancy dress. It was hilarious, right? There were half a dozen popes, loads and loads of cardinals, nuns.
Brilliant.
I was enjoying it a lot. There was one girl dressed in full S&M gear with a dog collar on, who the bloke she was with was acting as a pimp and was letting you lead around the car park, 50 pence.
Nice.
Right.
Was he just working there that
night? Loads of devils. No, I do know him. They come up to the stand-up comedy show Hitchin.
Excellent.
Bumped into a few people I haven't seen in years. Was just having a great time with all these people in fancy dress, and there's loads of devil girls there. And
yeah.
Oh, it's marvellous. Right. And then the band came on.
Right.
And the band were the Sex Pistols tribute band that Toby's the drummer in.
Okay.
But were they dressed up as Sex Pistols? No, sir.
No.
Toby was, in fact, Cardinal Sin.
Right.
And he's a big lad. He's 6'2", 6'3", or something. And he's big. He looks a bit like Al Murray.
Okay.
In full papal gear.
Right.
The Sid Vicious bloke was actually dressed up as Angus Young.
Right.
So he had the hat with the horns on. And Devil Tail, that's keeping in.
Yeah.
The bass player. The lead guitarist, I can't remember what he was wearing. Oops. Mm. But the lead singer, Beetlejuice.
Nice.
And Beetlejuice and Johnny Rotten actually goes together quite well.
Yeah.
They go for it. They're absolutely brilliant. They even screwed it up the same way the Sex Pistols do at certain bits. Right, and just top gig.
Excellent.
Played everything you can expect the Sex Pistols to do.
Yeah.
And had a crack at a couple of other songs as well. But, problem.
What?
Because it's Toby's birthday. They had the kind of deal that would have made our band proud, Tone.
Okay.
Every time they finished a song, Toby had to do another shot that someone from the audience had gone and bought for him. They were told to leave them on the shelf during the show, and each time they'd hand Toby an extra shot. Right, and they got about 8 songs through the set. Toby's a big man.
Right.
He went, no more. No more. Stood up, went, no more. And the lead singer, who's only little, is going, have another fucking shot. Being in character is John Lydon. Have another fucking shot. Right, as it go on, you know you want to. Have a shot, have a shot. And Toby's going, I'm going to kick your fucking head in. Right. Anyway, the rest of the crowd are going, Toby. Fuck me, man. He must have done about 15 shots during this gig. By the end, he couldn't see, let alone drum.
Right.
Great gig, though. Absolutely brilliant. And I got trolleyed.
Excellent.
Had a great time. So, well done to George. Congratulations to Toby on reaching 40, because none of us thought you'd make it.
Right.
Very nice to see my mate Colin Williams, who was DJing before the band went on.
And right.
Colin featured on my last Paul B's last CD. He was playing lead on 3 of the tracks.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Really nice to see him. Soapy had shown up. Everyone, there is a heaven or hell theme.
Yeah.
I thought Soapy had shown up to start with as Osama bin Laden.
Right.
But he'd actually shown up as Moses. It's just that everyone was rather confused.
Right.
I think he was Moses. I never quite got to know. But I phoned up Soapy at 8, right, and said, listen, man, do you know what time the band's on? He said, I don't know. He said, I won't get there until about 8:40. And I went, why not? He said, I'm having a bit of a nightmare. I went, why? He said, I'm sweating cobs and my makeup's running. Now, if you knew Soapy, he looks a bit like Bergerac, right? I think you might have met him, in fact.
Right, probably.
Bloke least likely to ever be sweating cobs and have his makeup running. Showed up, looked fantastic, this massive beard. Obviously, half the people there, I didn't know who they were, because they're... And then I was like, oh, all right, mate, because they're fantastic outfits. My particular favourite outfit was Carrie.
Nice.
One woman has shown up as Carrie, and she just looks a fucking mess. It's a very attractive lady, but fucking mess.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was fun. Did you get up to any fun and games over the weekend, mate?
This weekend, I went to Crazy Steve's wedding reception on Saturday from the unit, from Unit 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got married in New Zealand in March.
I've taken the CD out, and I don't want to.
Okay.
Paid for him to go to New Zealand?
He paid for himself.
No.
Clearly, he's been hiding the pennies. I know. Surprises. So will we. And Steph came up for it, and we got dressed up and, you know, formal kind of stuff. And Alcock played a gig.
Oh, well.
2 songs.
Right.
It's not worth it setting up.
Yeah,
it?
But did
he had 5 bands playing.
Right.
2 to 3 songs each.
Okay.
So Pam played, we played, Hair and Colour played, Fistic Kicks played, and our Carly's band played.
Our Carly.
Our Carly.
And how was her band?
Really good. Yeah, they played 4 songs there because they were the favourites.
They were the headliners.
Yeah, the headliners.
He does like her, doesn't he?
He does.
He does like her.
But on the positive side, good cake.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good pie. It was a pie and pea supper.
Of course
it
was.
So steak pie and chips. Lovely.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
Good night, yeah. Really enjoyed it.
Excellent.
And that's what we did.
Oh, congratulations, Steve.
Yeah,
do you want to give out the website or whatever of Unit 5 or do the man a favour?
It's unit5studios.com. Website done. By my company, Tony Hearn Limited.
Right, okay. If people would like some website design, where should they go, Tony?
Go to tonyhearn.com. That's me.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's basically that.
Tonyhearn.com. Is that H-E-A-R-N?
H-E-A-R-N.
Tonyhearn.com for some more of your internet and web hosting needs.
Yeah. No discount, though.
We'll maybe start new sponsors next week, mate.
Maybe.
Makes sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right, next track. It's from the Bubblegum Slut December sampler.
Excellent.
This is Johnny Rocket, Suicide Girls. That's the second track titled Suicide Girls we've had. Cocksparrow Suicide Girls before.
Okay.
This is track 8. It's a really good sampler, actually. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Johnny Rocket's website?
Johnny-rocket.com.
No, johnnyrocket.de. It's J-O-H and then right, so that's probably the internet for Tony 2, and this is Suicide Girls.
I'm sad about the way she's walking, I smell her low, and that step she made is affecting like a perfect radio. Oh, she's blowing your mind away. She's a suicide girl.
is a wish that could never come true. Cause she's in the devil's garlic, devil's priority. She's blowing your mind away. She'll be a pop up in life someday. You won't forget that girl. But you got a gotcha of your head. She's a tattoo on your brain. Loving the pain to your heart. A rhythm to me that can't get old. With the sound of your dreams. Rhythm to risk your life. So hard to keep you seaside.
Is Johnny Rocket. That's a rather nifty bit of psychopathy there, isn't it?
Nice.
Nice indeed, my friend. And that was Suicide Girls.
They're living their Suicide Girls, aren't they?
Do check them out, johnnyrocket.de. And this is something you'll be hearing next week as well. It's the scary midnight configuration. But because I've transferred things to my iPod and not done it properly, we're a bed down this week.
Okay.
And seeing as I looked at the bands we've been playing and that and the beds that go with them, I didn't want to play one of the other things from next week, this week, so we're getting this one twice because we haven't got anything like this music this week.
That's cool.
Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Saying that, the next track, mate, you're going to love it. The last track this week, you are going to love it.
Ace.
So, I had my shows in Hitchin Lakeswift last week, and I had a bit of a problem because on Thursday on 5 o'clock, I found my headliner, Junior Simpson, wasn't coming. He didn't cancel. He didn't tell me that he wasn't coming. Power of Facebook, mate.
Okay.
Junior Simpson updated his Facebook profile status.
Right.
To say, Junior Simpson is having a great time on holiday in Las Vegas with Russell Peterson.
No.
I thought, don't think he'll be coming to Hitchin then. Phoned up his agent, she didn't even know that he'd got the gigs booked in with me. I was understandably furious.
Okay.
I spent Thursday night getting a replacement act. I did, in the shape of Angie McAvoy. And okay. She was fantastic over the weekend. What a replacement. Friday and Saturday, we still had full crowds. They didn't mind the fact that Junior wasn't on, and everybody enjoyed Angie. Absolutely terrific.
Yeah,
really, really pleased. The headline act both nights had been the opener, a guy called Rick Wright, who is from California.
Oh, nice.
And he is a musical act, and he does song parodies. And he does, there's some things he does a little bit the same way that I do. You know, I do Oasis doing the Wurzels, and Wurzels doing Oasis.
I've still not seen your act, but carry on.
Well, oh, okay.
Cunt.
Oh no, I said I was going to use that word. Oh, you Peter Puffer.
Thanks.
Right, that is quite a good word. We should have used that more, in fact. He does this brilliant thing that he does. He won't mind me telling you.
Okay.
He does this thing where he does Johnny Cash doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Nice.
And the only line I'm going to give you, so you know how this goes, the only line at all is... Scaramouche, Scaramouche, can you do the fandango? It's absolutely fantastic.
Ace.
It's just great. A really, really brilliant show. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And next month's shows I'm looking forward to as well. Because I've got Miles Jupp, who is Archie from Balamori.
Oh,
he's
right.
Headlining next month. And when I announced it at the Hitchin show on the Friday night, I said, thank you all so much for coming down here. I had a good time. Yeah, yeah. I said, next month's show is in June and features Miles Jopp, who was Archie from Balamori. And someone shouted out then, great, nice to know who won't be on then. Like,
nice.
A gag I nicked for the next night when I said, anyway, just before you go, I want to tell you about the acts you won't be seeing next month.
Yeah.
Because of Genie dropping out. He's right, that's it. He's out. He's used up his itching privileges. Shame, because he's from Luton. It'd be nice, all right, nice to have him down, but can't trust him.
You don't hear from him at all then?
No, not at all. I haven't even had a reply. He was happy to update his MySpace, his Facebook status,
yeah,
but not to respond to my message confirming him for the weekend. So.
Bastard.
You said it, not me, Tone.
Bastard.
Now, I also want to say that my brother, on Saturday afternoon last week, May the 3rd, was the day after his birthday, which was the 2nd of May.
Okay.
And he had a party in his garden in Stevenage, and there were 41 people there.
All right.
Now, it's in Stevenage, a lot of families with kids there.
Uh-huh.
Right, a lot of children running about, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I was getting a little bit annoyed. My niece, Olivia, was the only girl there at one point. She's 9. And I went over to her and said, oh, do you want to have a chat with me? Or is it all right, there only being boys? She goes, yeah, yeah, there's girls coming later on. I'm fine. And we had a bit of a chat. We had a bit of a laugh on that. And then I went out to get a beer, came back in. And yet, because alcohol and children is fine at parties.
Yeah, of course it is.
Right? As long as they're not having it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my theory.
Yeah.
Right?
Somehow.
Went back in, and two of her little friends who were girls had shown up. And I went over to her to have a bit of a laugh with her. I said, all right, Olivia, who are these then? She went, not now, Paul. Not now, Uncle Paul. I'm having a very important conversation with my friends.
Okay.
Fair enough, then. Went outside into the garden, and they'd got this massive trampoline. You know, the round ones that have the net up right the way around them.
All right,
and the kids have to climb in to get in.
Yeah.
It being Stevenage, they're letting two toddlers in at a time for under-10s cage fighting. Taking bets. Oh, I think Louis's going to do him. He fights 30. That was right, love. And then while we were there, Nottingham Forest got promoted.
Oh, I heard, yeah.
I feel desperate for Mansfield. I want the Stags to bounce back next year.
What happened to the...
No, they've been relegated, mate.
Is that what's happening?
You live in Sherwood Forest and you don't know this.
No, I heard Nottingham Forest went through. I heard something bad happened to the Stags, so I didn't know
what
it was.
Stags have been relegated out of the Football League. They'll be in the Conference next season.
God.
And I'm praying that they can bounce straight back because we need... They're one of the proper old clubs. They should be in there. Dagenham and Redbridge shouldn't have been there. Even though I have been to their ground to watch a punk gig, I saw the briefs there. And I do wish them well. I just think that if I had the choice, I'd rather have had Mansfield Town. Also Chester City.
Right.
Who managed to stay up. And, yeah, they haven't got the history that Mansfield Town have, basically. I would have liked the Stags to stay in. But for me, I have to say, well, my prime concern is Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
Who are being promoted back to the Championship in exactly the same season that Derby County have been relegated with the worst ever points total and the worst ever goals scored.
What a shame that
and
is.
And when I hear that Derby County have gone down, what do I say, Tony?
Sheep shaggers?
No, 6 easy points next season. Lovely job.
Very nice.
Leicester City been relegated, that's a shame, because I was hoping Leicester would be there as well.
Okay.
So Forest, Leicester and Derby, all the local teams together, good fun.
Right, so...
Good fun.
Which league is it?
The Championship.
Which is
the old second division.
Right. So it's Premiership, Championship.
Yeah. And then League One. My brother pointed out, he said, it's all right the fact that we were in the old-fashioned third division. It was still called League One. We've never been out of the first division, Paul. It's all right. It was so worrying watching this match unfold because we weren't allowed to put the TV on because the kids had screamed they couldn't have CBeebies on.
Right. Okay.
So we had to, me, my dad and my brother, all Forest fans, had to stand around a computer terminal refreshing the page. The tension. When we... were promoted, it's like, yes. Blimey, that was quick. I did that very quickly, didn't I? And you nearly got something you shouldn't have had there. And I remembered and I got it all right. Well done, me. Now, you're going to have to say something briefly.
Okay, a few base times you can listen to us. Don't forget we're on Wicked Radio, which is wickedradio.org. We're on every night. I think new shows are at weekends. And in the week, you can hear old shows from the archive. From the archive. People. I'm on Hussyskunk.
Shall we tell everybody all about these next week?
Can do.
Do it properly.
All right.
No, I'm not saying stop now. I'm just saying we'll go through it all in detail next week, yeah?
Yeah, but hussieskunk.com. HussieSkunk.com. And we're on three times a week, three different times, I think. I can't remember.
It's something like that. Great station if you like sort of ska punk, modern punk, modern American punk. They've got loads of it. But they play all our stuff as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get some tights, though. Oh, no. I'm going to have to get some tights.
You are
going to
get some tights. You are, definitely.
Mm. All right, then.
Oh, that's still on, then.
What is?
Your CD.
Oh, it's playing. It's not supposed to be. I've got the next one on and it started. That's what happened there, Tone.
There you go, you see.
There I go, I see.
I can turn up now. Oh, there you go.
There I go, I see.
That's
We're
fine.
All ready now. Right, this is the last track this week. This is the Hip Priest. Do you know where the phrase Hip Priest comes from?
No.
A song by The Fall.
Okay.
Years ago. Anyway, not that that will interest you particularly. I love this. You're going to love this song, mate. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Hip Priest's website?
TheHipPriests.com.
Nah. SonicDirt.co.uk. That's where to find out about the Hip Priest. And this is on the bullshit, sorry, bubblegum slut fanzine. December sampler. It may still be available. You might be able to get all the songs, well, the three songs you've heard in the second half of this show on the same, and it's a very good sampler as well. Hollywood Suicide are on it.
All right.
There's a few other bands that are on it that we've played before.
Right,
hence
okay.
me not playing them again. So we've got these three new ones.
Cool.
So in the second half of the show, you've heard Filthy Cake, Johnny Rocket and the Hip Priest. And it's probably been the Internet 5, Tony 2.
Wow.
And I thought it was going to be 3-3 with a tiebreaker. You've let yourself down.
I feel like I let myself down. My team down.
I've been so excited, I've creamed my jeans. And lucky old me, because the name of this song is Cream My Jeans. Made me cream my jeans.
That was nice.
It's good, isn't it? That is a really, really good track. And that is track 19 on this sampler.
Blimey.
which is The Hip Priest, Cream My Jeans, find it more, sonicdirt.co.uk. I've just found a little bit of bump about Bubblegum Slut Zine in, on their MySpace page. The kind of music you can expect in it is glam, cock rock, barroom blues, Americana, sleaze, punk rock, goth rock, death rock, rockabilly, psychobilly, horror punk, dark wave, etc, etc. Right? They also have bits on film, so there's a dedicated horror section. Other movies tying in with the general rock and roll theme of the zine are occasionally featured. Fashion pages, alternative fashion news, events, etc. They art, which I can't be arsed with. Books. Books, don't really read them. Filth. Past issues right. have included interviews with Suicide Girls, Burlesque Troops, the founder of the London School of Striptease, a dominatrix, reviews of pornos.
Nice.
And cocktails alongside the records, and an insight from the editor into working in a sex shop for 6 months. What more reason can you need to buy this thing? It's a really good thing.
How can you review a porno?
Well, it might have a good plot. You say the camera works marvellous.
Tissue count.
There's some internal shots that I just don't know how they've done them. Make sure you do vote for us on Podcast Alley. Most importantly this week, do remember there's a competition.
Yes.
For a Frenzy of Tongues t-shirt. If you'd like to win it, I'd like to know the name of the song.
Yes.
Send your answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email. Competition, or Frenzy of Tongues competition, okay. T-shirt competition. Just make sure you do title it something, because some of them go into my spam and I get confused. Title it Frenzy of Tongues.
Okay.
All right.
Is that a two-week competition, isn't it?
We'll be running it next week as well, yeah. So you've got a fortnight. And do reviews at iTunes.
Yeah.
You need twat, don't you?
I need twats. Do email your twats. Tony@punkradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Just email me.
By the end of this week, I will have seen... In fact, as you're listening now, I've been watching Johnny Moped, The Cute Lepers, and... Oh, I'll have to tell you next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo. Blimey, that ended up being a bit of a rush.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It isn't the first time for me.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.